Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman. It's Azure Friday. I'm talking with Chandrika, who works on the Azure portal. And we're going to talk about analytics.
Yeah.
You had me make a brand new website.
Yeah.
And I came over here, I clicked on my new analytical site.
Yeah.
And monitoring.
Yeah. We don't yet have any monitoring data. Looks like we don't have analytics in there yet. Can you click on that, Scott?
Okay. So I click on analytics.
Yeah. So in order to set up analytics, you need to actually go take this piece of JavaScript and inject it into your layout.html, and it gives you instructions on how to do that.
Okay, so I just copy-paste that, and I've done that before. I took Hansel Minutes, my podcast.
Okay.
And if I go and visit that site and do a view source, I've put that down here.
There you go. Okay.
Right? And I've been running this for a couple of weeks, actually.
Okay, so you should have a bunch of data to look at.
All right, so if we switch back over to the portal, and I'm going to switch away from here and go to Hansel Minutes. Does everyone get these analytics?
Yeah. So when you create a new website out of box, you don't get analytics data, but as soon as you inject the JavaScript and start running your website and have traffic going through it, you'll start seeing analytics. So everybody gets it, immaterial of what your plan is.
Really? Even free?
Yep.
That's cool.
Yep.
All right, so here's Hansel Minutes, and I've got my requests and errors. We'll cover in another video, and then I'll just click on analytics.
Yeah, let's look at what data we have.
Okay, should I maximize this?
Yeah, go ahead and maximize it so you'll see all of that data in one screen.
Okay.
So looks like you have a bunch of interesting data for your sessions per browser. If you click on each of these pieces of the pie, you'll see what the spread of browser use is. Looks like Chrome is the highest, and then Firefox and IE, et cetera.
Okay.
You'll get interesting data on your, if you click down, you'll get the same data. If you click on that pie chart, you'll get the same data with the chart and the grid.
So each one of these can be drilled out into.
Absolutely.
And they can be individually pinned?
Yes, they can be individually pinned to your start board.
Okay.
Yeah. And we can look at page views. Looks like you have a nice spread over about a month or so. And you have some spikes, interestingly, so you may want to drill in and see what's going on there.
Okay, how do I do that? Do I just click
on it? So drill in, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And that'll load for you the chart itself in a little bit more detail, and you'll see the pages that potentially are causing these spikes to go up.
So it looks like Richard Campbell, he's a famous podcaster. People like him, so I've got a lot there. And then I've also got a lot of views. That spike there was on this archives page.
That's right.
Maybe someone is scraping my podcast site.
That's right, yeah.
I noticed, though, an unhealthy-looking spike here, but this here, look at the slowest pages. That's awful.
Yeah, looks like there's some issue with the website itself, potentially.
Okay. Yeah. Now, I can click on slowest pages, and that'll give me a complete list of all the pages. I don't know if that's because, oh, wow, look at that.
Yeah, you'll see a little bit more detail here.
So it looks like there's a problem with that particular. But look, I've got a number of these. This makes me wonder if there's something wrong with my database code.
Exactly.
Because it seems like what's interesting about these shows is that they're old.
Okay.
Which means that they're not in the cache.
Got it.
So these are really, really long times. I'm looking at these, and just because I know my site, like here's show number 3.
That's right.
But I don't see any of the newer shows. So maybe I have an issue with my caching.
Potentially, yeah.
Yeah. So this is a lot of information that I can get. This was all collected, though, with JavaScript, yeah?
That's right, JavaScript injection.
And
it's all client-side metrics you're getting.
It's all client-side metrics.
Yep.
And what other kinds of things do you think that I'll be able to find out with client-side metrics?
So this is about, and of course, we didn't drill into sessions per device. This is, you're seeing the spread again across devices that your site is being accessed, desktop, mobile, and tablet. This one doesn't allow you to drill in yet. We don't have it hooked up. But eventually, you'll be able to see the same drill down across devices as well.
Yeah, this definitely shows the importance of responsive design. I've got, you know, at least a quarter of people are visiting my site are doing it on a mobile device.
Yeah.
So it makes me feel good about my recent redesign.
That's right.
So this is available for everybody.
Yeah, it's available for everybody, immaterial of your pricing tier.
Actually, can we dig in a little bit here as well?
Let's do.
What's the difference between the monitoring here and analytics?
Yeah, so this is all client-side analytics. This for this, you need to actually inject JavaScript.
Okay.
This you get for free out of the box. You start hitting your site, and you'll get some performance counter metrics. Things like requests, HTTP server errors, etc. This can be customized as well.
Uh-huh.
If you go right-click on it and edit query that brings up a query control that then lets you add more metrics, change the time grain that you're looking at, et cetera.
Okay, so then this is client side, this is server side.
Exactly.
This is JavaScript, and this is like perfmon.
Perfmon, exactly.
So I can go in here and look at, for example, today's CPU time.
Yeah.
And then hit save. And look at that, it just updated immediately.
Yep.
And can I click on this too?
Yeah, you can drill into that, and then you'll see the same chart, and you can change the time grain on it. You can also look at the metrics in the grid view format that shows you the average, min, and max for that particular metric as well.
Now, we were seeing that I obviously have a bug, and my site is hitting the database. Yeah. Is there maybe an alert that I could put in?
Yeah, you actually can. Can you scroll down? You'll see the ability to create an alert. So you can add an alert by clicking on the plus there. And you can name your alert, provide a description.
Okay, why is my site slow? That's a good alert name. And that's...
You can pick the metric you want to.
What's this here?
It's actually showing you the trend for the last a few hours of what you, this particular metric. You've chosen CPU time. If you change that, if you change it to requests or errors, you'll see your graph update as well.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. So while I'm making the alert, it's actually giving me kind of a little spark line.
Exactly, yeah.
That'll make it easier to decide which one I want.
Yeah.
I wonder, server errors. I'm going to say CPU time. I think if I have that long wait, something's having a problem. So maybe I'll say, is this milliseconds here?
Yeah.
Okay. So if a condition is greater than, if I'm spending more than, let's say, 100 milliseconds.
Yeah, you'll actually see the threshold line if you had it.
Look at that. Oh, that's cool.
You probably will never hit it given it's so high up.
Oh, that's fantastic. So wait a second. You're saying, look at that. So if I ever hit...
Yeah, if you ever hit 5 milliseconds.
Oh, that's cool.
Or 4.
So it's updating that as I update that.
That's right.
So then I want it to email me.
Yeah. It's real-time information for you to actually set up your alerts, which is pretty neat.
That is really cool. Yeah. Wow.
So now you can set up an email. You can choose to set up the email to send email to your service admins and your co-admins, which we will pick all of them. Or you can say, I just want to pick a separate custom email address.
Well, I'm going to have it email you then. That's
all
fantastic.
All right, let's do.
Cool. So then I hit save, and then now that shows up here.
That's right.
And then it tells me when that was last active.
Yeah.
Cool. So then when that emails me, I'll run back into the portal, and I'll debug my issue.
Yeah, you can. And you can actually go to the website's blade, and you'll see if you scroll down.
Over here?
Scroll down here. You've just set up your alerts.
Where are we looking?
Scroll the main website's blade. Yeah, down.
Go ahead and take
navigate
over.
Navigate down.
You can touch screen too.
Yeah. So you'll see this hasn't actually updated. You'll see when the alert rules have been updated, you'll be able to see an additional alert rule that got set up.
Oh, I see.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, and look, it just happened.
Yeah, it just happened.
Oh, wow. So we are having
it. Click on it. Yeah.
I see. Oh, yeah. So it's just something's just happened, and it has popped up and say just now.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yep. Very cool. Lots of great analytics, server-side and client-side in the new Azure portal. It's Azure Friday.